Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Nathan Gobes, filling in for Jeffrey Davis this morning. I want to thank MTP Software, the hosts of us here at Natick. They built a great studio for us, and we're really appreciative. They're the largest CRM software for the sports and entertainment industry. And I'm joined for all these segments by John Dustin. Welcome, John.
Nathan, I love being here, and I appreciate you having me.
It's always great to have you in the studio. And I think you know our next guest, Derek Loud, Vice President of Hayes Companies. Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah. So, Derek, why don't you tell us a little bit about the services you provide through Hayes Company?
Sure. So, Hayes Companies, we're a health insurance benefit broker, and what we try to do is help our clients reduce the cost in healthcare through many different ways. Biggest one would be trying to take the data analytics of their health plan, breaking that down, and showing the client where their major costs are and try to attack those with maybe a wellness program or maybe changes in plan designs that help offset those particular costs.
So instead of just delivering a health insurance plan, you're going to give them some value adds to get the folks healthier and a better state of mind? And
yes. So in particular, we'll come up with, you know, a wellness program. So a couple companies that we've dealt with in the past had, like, say, a non-smoking program, well, which is great if you have a lot of smokers. But we went into one program, and they only had one smoker on the plan. So it didn't really affect them. So looking at their plan, what happened was they had several diabetics on the plan. So we took a look at it to see how many of the diabetics were receiving their quarterly A1C test. And then we were able to break that down for them, and we actually created a plan where Blue Cross came on site to administer the quarterly A1C test to get everybody more compliant, which helps reduce the cost of their plan.
So with the onset of first the mass health care reform, Obamacare and all these other sort of changes, it seems to me it's a maze for an entrepreneur to get through the health insurance plan design. Do they offer extra spending accounts, et cetera? What sort of level are you delivering that to, size company, and what do you assist them with in the process?
Sure. So it's definitely a maze. And it can be a lot of fun sometimes.
Not amazing, it's a maze.
Right, yes, not amazing, it is a maze. And it can be a lot of fun, though, sometimes trying to figure out what the best course of action is. So Hayes Companies generally will focus on the market of 50 employees and above, up to as many as 10,000. I will personally go down to as low as, like, say, 5 on a plan and help that particular client out. And then what we'll do is, depending upon what the, I would say, leadership of that company, what they want to spend or what they're looking to do, we'll come up with different plan designs, whether it's using a federal, a flexible spending account, or if it's to use a HRA or an HSA with the plan. Some of those companies would rather have a high deductible with an HSA plan. So we'll kind of sit down and break down several different programs for them and show them what the different costs would be and what the effect on the population would be.
And I assume the Paid Family Medical Leave Act that Massachusetts adopted is helping companies decide whether they need additional coverage?
Yes. So that's been an interesting topic for the last 6 months.
Really?
Or a year, we'll say. And it still is. So currently with the Mass Family Medical Leave Act, there's a couple different options out there. You can go with what the state's offering. You can go out and get your own private plan as well. And then basically what we've done with that is, with our clients, is we've gone, looked at their program, kind of see what their risk is and see what they would rather do. So if you go with the state program, you have to start deducting right away. If you go on a private plan, you do not have to start deducting right away from your payroll. You can wait until it actually goes into effect. So it kind of depends upon what the client is more comfortable with, if they want to start putting money aside now, or if they would rather wait and kind of defer it and then see what their options are.
So I kind of view this as an interesting time because I think there's going to be a little uncertainty next year with an election year. The stock market certainly rallied for the last 10 years. Housing's been, costs have been high. What happens in a company when they offer a good benefit plan that's well thought out?
So our experience is when a company has a good benefit plan that's well thought out, a couple things. You attract more employees. And then you generally will retain more employees as well because it shows that the company cares about their employees, offering a good, well-rounded plan as opposed to maybe a high-deductible plan that offers coinsurance that the employee is mostly responsible for. So that's been our experience.
Another challenge I see in the marketplace is a lot of people will hire somebody out of state. And if they don't have a broker that's capable of, you know, adding a salesperson in Tennessee, a salesperson in Rhode Island or wherever. So do you see that as a as an opportunity? Does Hays have the ability to, and you, Derek, to assist people with out-of-state add-ons? And
yes. In fact, I have a few clients with that are in multiple states. But Hays Companies itself offers, so we have about 800 employees throughout the country and over 40 locations throughout the country as well. So any client that has multiple locations, we're able to offer them a, you know, a local rep if need be to stop in. And then myself personally, I'm willing to jump on a plane and fly, especially this time of
you
year.
Just
to like
travel.
California is not bad, or Florida is not bad.
So South or West Coast.
Yes, absolutely. You bet.
So the I think that's a big challenge with some of the changes coming and people doing business planning. Entrepreneurs really should be planning in the early fall, but just say they're still planning. What do you see happening next year? Not that you have a crystal ball, but relative to the health insurance marketplace.
Sure. So one of the major things that happens in 2020 that some people are still not aware of is, so the Affordable Care Act actually comes back into play. So automatically all groups will receive a 2-3% increase in their medical spend right off the top. So in addition to that, right now market trend is someplace between 6-8%. So if you add your 6-8% medical trend into in addition to the 2-3% of your ACA fees, you're looking at potentially you know, an increase of 11% right off the top, and that's without how your group is performing on, you know, for as far as a claims perspective goes.
So not to put a feather in your cap, you have a challenging job because it sounds like you're going out and delivering increased premiums with reduced plan designs. How does that work well for you in your career?
Well,
could you elaborate on that?
Sure. So there are times that it's
got a money printer.
There are times that it can be challenging, that's for sure. But generally, some of the strategies that we implement, whether it's risk pool management, whether it's, we have a program called Health Plan Intelligence, HPI for short. So we try to attack the plan to bring the claims down and show where the claims really are. And maybe what drives a plan is the blood in the program. So where are your claims coming from? Are they coming from your employee? Are they coming from your spouse? Are they coming from dependents? And then what's the best way to attack that? One of the more common things that's been coming up recently is, you know, maybe a prescription carve-out plan. And that depends upon what your particular company has. It might make sense to do it, it might not, but you won't know until you pull back a few of the layers.
It's interesting. I work on the other side of the table, the property casualty industry, but I see a lot of times clients will say to their health broker, we don't have high loss ratios. No one's had anything major, but their prescription drug costs are like $700,000 a year. So the drug costs are probably the tail wagging the dog here. It's not that someone had a heart attack or unfortunate, you know, long-term illness. It's the drugs.
Yeah, so many times people don't realize that. The prescription cost can be the driving factor in a plan that, you know, will cause all your increases. Because you don't know what somebody's on. You know, like I'm sitting across from you and I could be on 14 medications. I'm not. But if I was...
Mostly psychological.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not. But if I was, I could be driving up the cost of our plan due to the fact that my medications might be costing a lot. And you've seen plenty of drugs over the years do cost a lot of money depending upon what the... specific.
And the carriers tried to address that through the tiers, but then there's drugs that are not generic. It's the pharmaceutical companies definitely have an upper hand in the process. I think.
Yeah, definitely. They're always making new drugs, supposedly better drugs, stronger drugs, different things that come into play. I know this only just because somebody I know close to me has Invokana, which is a diabetic drug, and it retails for $1,800.
Wow.
So when you have insurance, it does come down, but it does retail for $1,800. So that can be a little bit costly.
You know, I don't think a lot of people understand, but you're delivering a great service because it keeps society going, it keeps businesses in business, and the health insurance is such a critical component in everybody's lives, even when you retire. So, Derek, if someone was dying to get to you, how can they get to you? Not literally.
Not literally. So I can, I'll give my contact number. So best way to get in touch with me is my phone, which is 617-851-8420. You can also look me up at hayescompanies.com. I'm on their website, and they can click on me and then send me an email as well. So however they would like to reach out, they're more than welcome to.
It's great information for business owners.
Yeah. I want to thank you for being on the show today, Derek.
Thank you.
Thanks. So remind everyone, we've been speaking with Derek Loud, Vice President of the Hayes Companies. And this has been Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be back.